Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. Really, truly Dove Knight, and I'm glad to talk to you. I haven't been on Twitter for a while or, you know, wherever else. I'm still doing music, you know. I made a whole bunch of songs on my keyboard. That, of course, you sent to the copyright office. That's what I'm doing, but I'm doing other things. I just want to say this is May, and I wanted to say in general that a lot of people graduating. I wanted to say that it is a huge achievement, accomplishment to all those who graduate from anything, you know, BA, MA, PhD, executive juris doctorate, whatever it is, you deserve it. You know, the thing about graduation and the thing about, you know, it's like going for a dream. It's part of that dream, American dream. And I wanted to say that the reminders of that, what was the American dream, seem, in my opinion, have been slipping away. You know, I see things like China's taking over the oil refinery and so on. But still, America is a very powerful country, and it still always will be. So it's still a place to go for dreams. So you want to be a doctor, lawyer, business person, actor, singer, and so on. And believe me, I came out to L.A., Hollywood, to be a singer, a rock singer, a pop singer. You know, I was, and then the struggles continue, but persistence is the matter, is to create, to believe that my dreams can come true. And school is definitely the same thing. Go for that dream. It's a lot of hard work. And it's just belief, positive thinking, but, you know, sometimes there's setbacks. And with me, it's with anybody, you know, the frustrations of whether I should go for that dream or not. You know, it's like with schooling, I fail a test. You know, I've written a song, Tragedy's Not What I Am, you know, about all the, that, you know. You know, it's like, you know, it was a struggle. But, you know, I've written a song about that. And that was forever on time.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed.
Talking, you know, I was supposed to play Tragedy's Not What I Am first, but I played Tragedy's Not What I Am and Forever and Through Time. They're both out there if you want to listen. So, and again, my podcast is going to be different. I'm going to just talk about issues, you know. But the issues that I'm talking about is persistence, to go for dreams and to hang in there, to overcome obstacles. It's not easy. You know, school, I have failed tests, you know. I didn't get the best grades, even though I consider myself bright and people consider me so bright and so on. But, you know, to be successful in school, it takes a lot of hard work. It's 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. In order to know, to be a know-it-all, you have to work hard at it. And that is American dream. That's a dream around the world, no matter you're in China or not, or United States or whatever. You know, graduating from college is a huge achievement, or getting a BA or an MA or PhD or law degree, whatever. That's a huge achievement. Or certificate, that's a sign of someone who can accomplish, who can be somebody, and those are people who go for their dreams. You know, but the thing about going for dreams is over, you know, dealing with the setbacks you have, you know, and whether you want to continue to go for anything is you have to in order to do, you have to just deal with the setbacks and persist. And you know, realism and stuff, and making sure your feet is on the ground to see what's going on around you. And that's what I had to deal with. So I failed a lot of tests, but I got my college degree. I had to, because I had something to fall back on. Same with the music industry. I was told, and still constantly being told, I cannot sing or whatever, about the naysayers, the evil people, or say I shouldn't be, you know, this and that. And I don't listen to that. I bring that up because that's always going to happen in society or in life. It's always going to be somebody who's going to put me down, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to succeed. It just means I have to just continue with my dream, and it's not easy to ignore that. It isn't. Names, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. I don't care who you are. When you hear somebody calling you a name or putting you down, it can hurt your feelings, but you have to just ignore and go along with the flow. If the sting hurts, or the sting of prejudice, or the sting of discrimination, or the sting of being put down in general, or the sting of whatever, you have to just pick yourself up and keep going. And those are the ones who succeed. And I became an indie artist. You know, that's the thing, you know. I spent years. I released compilations. I was on stage. You know what I mean? I was doing it all, you know. And so that's a good thing. I got my songs out to for people to buy. So in that sense, I did make it, you know. And that's a good thing. Just continue to do what I need to do and do the best that I can, and not compare myself to another person. Because I can't compare myself to somebody the same age or wherever, because everybody's karma or reality is different from mine. We are all have our own individual needs and wants and limits, and I have to just do the best I can. So one day at a time, and still go for those big dreams and stay in touch with reality at the same time, but still realize the fantasy can still be something to go for and enjoy, as long as I know that where I'm at and where I'm going, I will be fine. And it's not easy. Music or persistence, you know, it's not easy. I see you here listening to, you know, going to the major music songwriting organizations, that, you know, it takes years to get a hit. And I say, yeah, reading about somebody who took them over 20 or 30 years to get a hit, I mean, that really takes a lot. I mean, they finally got a hit, or they finally got in the music industry. Someone who was 18 or 19 and at age 62, they finally got signed to a major label with a group. I'm like, that takes a lot. And then the sad thing about this situation, with Robert Johnson, who's a famous great artist who influenced Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Eric Clapton, rock musicians on in the United States, you know, and who never received any recognition in his lifetime. So I realized that to appreciate what I have, because I only have one life to live, I realized that when I make music is a good thing. Still have that ambition and be aware of where I'm going. That's the other thing about it. We only have one life to live. That's all we know scientifically. And since we only have one life to live, when we leave, we ain't coming back. So we got to make the best of what we have in this lifetime. If you got a dream and you got something you enjoy and a gift, then go for it. And I realized that they were jealous because I had a gift with the mind and a gift to ambition to make music. And that's not fair for me to be harassed, but that's just because jealous people or people or naysayers always do that to the best or to the most ambitious or the most talented, whatever it is, who wants to be a doctor. And the thing is, you just got to go with the flow and ignore and keep going. And it's just really one day at a time. One day at a time. You know, I play my keyboard and I mess up, you know, because I'm writing a new song that I've written. You know, like yesterday I played it over and over, and I played it good on a song that I written, like, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. I written the whole riff, the whole melody on the keyboard, and then I had to write the words. Would I release that song? The answer is yes, I may release it. I just have to remaster it and so on. It's just me just sitting there in my home playing the keyboard when I have time. I wrote so many songs because I've been a singer-songwriter, musician for years. I just don't practice enough because I don't want to disturb the neighbors because I get too much attention as it is, or that I don't unwanted that I don't want. And while I ain't really that famous at all, I just, you know, at home I like to have some privacy. But nevertheless, persistence is the tool of the game. As long as it's positive, I ain't gonna persist to try to rob a bank or do something that's negative, because that's not gonna pan out the way that it want to. Any negativity or anything that's bad is never gonna pan out the way it want to. It's always gonna end up in shambles, or somebody get hurt, or something go wrong because it's negative. But if it's positive, which I'm doing, making music, or want to have a dream to come to Hollywood at age 19, or and then go to school, that's positive. And just like you're trying to get employed and stuff, that's positive. I'm taking it one day at a time and I live life on my own terms and not listen to the naysayers. They say, oh, you don't have this and that. No, as I said before, and I'm not putting myself down because I know I have gifts. I may not be the most talented or the most beautiful or the smartest or whatever, or the most charismatic, but I do have enough of all of them to say that I'm okay. Because I am beautiful in my own way. I am talented. I am charismatic in my own way. And I do have enough inside and out to continue to be happy with myself, because I am a good person, no matter what anybody say. Because I am beautiful no matter what they say. Because words won't bring me down. And yes, the people come around, they say, oh, they see the excess man, or they see something, they're like, oh, he can't walk. I can walk. I exercise. I can be on the stage and be on the stage for 2 hours, 3 hours, 20 shows. I can do it. Don't look at images. Don't judge a book by its cover. Chance. And then lots of people who made an industry or not, who are disabled or not, it doesn't matter. It's just a matter if you got the talent. And I'm just saying that in general. I'm just bringing up a point, just something that came up. But the important point is to persist and be happy and to do the right thing. Sometimes I don't appreciate things, and I'm trying to appreciate it. And then when people say compliments, I'm like, what do you mean? It's about doing the right thing, being good to myself, and hanging around the right people. People make fun of what I say on these podcasts, or it doesn't matter. It matters is just I believe. I truly believe that I have to persist. No matter where it takes me, it's going to take me to a higher plane, to where I will succeed my dreams and not listen to anything that's going to undermine it. But I also know that, yeah, part of going for dreams is to celebrate and to be happy, but to deal with the setbacks. How I'm going to deal with the setbacks, it made me a lot. I've been through tons of setbacks for so many years. I had setbacks even before I tried to go in the music industry. I had setbacks that I was made fun of when I was a child. They picked on me. I was an outcast. They put me down. They said I was dumb in my high school. They called me an airhead. I was teased. And then at the same time, I had to deal with being a crime victim and then dealing with a broken home. So I was all messed up when I was a child, and I didn't have no self-esteem. And someone told me to like myself, because I was born on this planet to be somebody, persist and be something that's going to make me feel good about myself by a high achieving. And that's what it takes. I had to work hard to get there. I still have some work to do. Because if I graduate from something, I still have to get to the finish line. Because I did it authentically and positive. And to deal with the setbacks and not let anyone take that away. Because it's always the way the world is. The indifference of the world comes all the time to give me and you a test to see if we want to make that dream happen. That's just a test. If you're positive and continue to do it, then you will get to the next level. One day at a time, persist, I believe, and I dream that will come true for me, whether it's in school or whether it's in music or whether it's in business or whatever it is. If it's positive, continue and dreams do come true. Thank you from Dove Knight.